Colossians chapter 4, prayer, the world's greatest wireless connection. In the margin of my Bible, next to verse 15 of chapter 3, the chapter that we read yesterday, I have written down, 1987, house burglary. All that week, we were enjoying family camp, a couple of hours from our home, when my dad called us, as he had noticed while passing by our house, that the burglar bars and doors were wide open. We immediately returned while everyone at the Sandy Creek camp were praying for us. The uncertainty of what was awaiting us made the journey home long. Indeed, however, we were at peace. Upon arrival, the house was upside down, and everything they wanted to steal, including the huge TV loaded into our daughter's car, that the burglars apparently couldn't start, even though the cars were in the ignition, and must have fled, leaving almost everything. While they took some memories of sentimental value and a pair of tennis shoes from one of our children, once we changed the locks, we joyfully returned to camp. Both verse 2 and 12 teach us a lot about prayer. Be persistent and devoted to prayer. Being alert and focused in your prayer life with an attitude of thanksgiving. Other translations use terms such as never stop praying, continue steadfastly, pray diligently, be faithful to pray. Sometimes, prayer is like the silent perfume of a flower whose petals open up with the sun and its aroma just flows. But other times, it is an intense effort. As Ephra said, always wrestling for you in his prayers, so that you can stand mature and fully assured in everything God wills. The result is gratitude. Prayer should be the key of the day and the lock of the night. It's your key. Use it now.